Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Ah, what a morning, what a morning. Sunday morning, I believe it's I think it's January 25th. And my name is Cedric Shabazz. I'm the host of God Brother Radio. And we're live at Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. And today's episode, we're going to talk about do you know the protocols of security? Do you know the protocols of security? And the reason I'm having an episode about this subject is because I recently have just experienced, I'm experiencing some new changes in my personal life, my wife and I's personal life and our business life that we've never experienced before, or have I ever experienced before. So it's going to be an interesting scenario to see how everything plays out. I can say last November 14th, or actually November 10th of 2014, I did sign a publishing deal. I did sign a publishing deal with the number one Christian publisher in the United States. And my book, God Brother, my autobiography, will be available at all Walmarts, all Sam Clubs, all Barnes & Nobles, and Amazon.com, and all major retailers nationwide. It'll be available March 15th, 2015. Also, for the month of April of 2015, I will be on my six-city West Coast book signing tour. The tour is called Cool Sun Returns, and my first stop is going to be hopefully West Las Vegas, at a predominantly African-American community of West Las Vegas, Nevada, at the West Las Vegas Library. That's why I plan on having the first one. The second book signing is going to be on Barnes & Nobles on North Rainbow or Rainbow Boulevard, and that'll be my second book signing. My third book signing is going to be in the state of California, Southern California. We're going to be going to Compton, California, and also after that, we're going to be going to Watts, California, and then the last stop, the sixth stop, will be Oakland, California, on my way home for the end of the Prodigal Son Returns, and that six city West Coast tour starts in April of 2015, and you know, because of these opportunities coming up, my life is changing, and it's changing for the better. But at the same time, I have to get used to this. Everything's happening to me, and so therefore, I have to put in protocols and security. And it's interesting because I'm a very private person, and mean that I share my personal life. You know, that's my testimony, but I do not, as far as like what's going on in my present lifetime in my private home or my family's home is off the table. That will never be discussed publicly or to the media or whatsoever. So, but I do find that I have to, I don't have to necessarily have a bodyguard, but I do have to have somebody who's, who fills that role, you know, to make sure that my wife goes out in public, that she is not harassed or any harm is done to her because she is married to Cedric Shabazz for whatever reason. So, you know, she now, I'm going to have to, you know, financially provide for her to have a bodyguard now. And so, in a sense, I have to put in protocols of security because you're going to have to put systems in place so people won't be able to exploit your newfound blessings or exploit or try to hustle you out of any kind of money or finances or things like that, or just straight up want to kidnap your loved one and try to hold them for ransom. So, you know, I never really thought about that. Once you get to this level of the game and the entertainment business or in success, that I, you know, will be implementing these protocols and these security measures. And it's not just on my personal life as far as being my home secure, But it's more like when you go out in public or when I'm on tour, you know, there's going to be, you know, and the thing is that I already have a security force that will be my security when I travel to different places. And I hired my brothers from the Nation of Islam. The Fruit of Islam is the best security force that I grew up with. So I know what they can do and how they can secure my family. I am comfortable with securing the services of the security services of the Nation of Islam, more or less their security services of the Fruit of Islam. When you see me traveling around, and if I got two or three black men with bow ties that surround me, please not be alarmed. It's just for security measures, and they're the best at what they do, and I trust them with my life, and they're always respectful, and I'm sure that that people who approach me will my security, my brothers in the bow ties. So with that note, I'm just making it public for whatever, if it ever happens to be an issue with any media I do in the future, or any journalism, or anybody who wants to question why do I have any affiliation with the Nation of Islam. Well, for one thing, I have nothing to hide. To say that those are my brothers that I was raised up with, and that's all that needs to be said on that, out of respect and honor. Other than that, it's going to be an interesting scenario getting the security stuff implemented, because things are kind of turning at a rapid pace. And when I mean they're turning at a rapid pace, I mean, you know, one day, because the way my life is right now, and this show is not about my life, but I want to kind of have to use the examples of probably what I'm going through right now to show you why you have to have protocols and security in place to protect you and yours. You know, a couple weeks ago, I'm going to read something to you as soon as I get it on my board. I'm not home in the studio. I'm out and about. So as soon as I get it up, I'll read you what I was going to read you. But what I was saying, more or less, when it comes to protocols and security, it was about 3 weeks ago. I was working on a computer, and a pop-up window popped up, and it basically told me that I have 48 hours to pay a certain amount of money, or they were going to release some false information and some false files, allegedly, that I have on my computer to the federal authorities, the FBI, NASA, even Interpol. And so I got really, really, really worried and alarmed about that. So when I tried to erase that pop-up window, what they did is they initially froze the window. They froze the window to the point that I could not remove. And so I got really concerned, because it's like I know I'm innocent. I know that I've haven't done nothing wrong, but I've got some individuals kind of trying to tell me in so many words that if they don't get no money, they don't get their money, they're going to turn over some bogus information on me and stuff. So what I did, I got really concerned, and I went ahead and I went through the phone book. And I was looking for a lawyer. I had to get some kind of confirmation on what position I'm in. I mean, I'm actually at this point, I am scared. I am scared because I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm reading all this stuff about how I'm going to be prosecuted for about this much time. And at this point in time, I'm looking at 23 years in a federal penitentiary, if you know, accordingly to these people who are holding this information on me. So, but I am genuinely scared. I am genuinely scared. And I'll read you what I wrote about it, and it's called extortion. The other day, a friend of mine, and I'm really talking about me. So, but anyways, the other day, a friend of mine says he was surfing some sites, and a pop-up window saying his computer is now compromised, and now it's frozen. And he couldn't go any further because he was hit with the Trojan virus. The pop-up window said unless he paid them a certain amount of money in 48 hours, all his files would be forwarded to the FBI, Interpol, and NASA, and he would be prosecuted to the fullest of 18 years in a federal prison. Now scared, he called the federal and state criminal defense lawyer for advice and said someone is extorting him, and if he does not come up with the money in 48 hours, they will forward his so-called illegal files that are stored in his computer to the government. Now, the attorney told him he did not take cases like that, and he didn't have any information on what lawyer he knows might be interested. Now, my friend said he thought that was strange, and that made him panic more, and he decided the next morning he was going straight to a U.S. attorney's office. So at 8 a.m., he walked in, and when the U.S. attorney came out and greeted him, he was to the point. I am the last person you probably want to see. Go talk to the FBI first, and then we'll go from there. Stunned, and I was pretty stunned, because here I'm sitting here talking to the U.S. attorney, thinking the U.S. attorney could help me, and he's going to be the one prosecuting. If it's true that I have these illegal things on my computer, so he's essentially telling me, dude, you're talking to the enemy right here. Go talk to the FBI first. So at 10 a.m., basically, so that's what he said. He said he was straight to the point, and he said, go talk to the FBI. So I did. And at 10 a.m., I went to the FBI agent office, and at 10 a.m., an agent came in behind a bulletproof window with no light in the booth and much just a silhouette, and started to ask some pretty direct questions. And when it was all said and done, the agent claimed they did not know what was going on, but would investigate and did not offer any further assistance. And I said, and my friend said, when he told them how he could not unfreeze his computer, they said they would have to get that information to him, and they will give him a call. Now, while he was leaving the FBI agent building, the FBI agent had him on hold for a minute at one of the gates and rushed out and handed him instructions to get rid of this so-called Trojan virus. Now, as he read the instructions on downloading the software from another computer and rebooting this and doing that and et cetera, and on and on and on, he said to himself, this is going to cost some money, a lot of money, to get rid of this bug. And so my friend said he felt helpless. And when he got home and turned on his computer, the pop-up window was gone. His computer was back to normal. What's really going on? Or do we really want to know? And, you know, when I, and I'm sharing this story with you, and that story was actually really, truly a story about myself. And unfortunately, when that happened, I learned real quick that if you don't have security measures in place beforehand, you could suffer some devastating consequences. And I learned a very, very valuable lesson after my belief that was a sign for me to get my house in order, to get my secure protocols in place, and to get my security in order. So I can't eliminate people trying to exploit or trying to destroy what I got going on or what forward progress I'm making in business and life. But I'm 100% responsible as a man, of securing my wife's future, and I'm talking just on all levels, but specifically pertaining to this show right now, I'm talking about make sure that she physically is protected in her home and when she's in public. I'm also responsible in protecting who's in our inner circle. I'm responsible about 100% responsible about who is in my inner circle. I'm 100% responsible on how I carry myself in public, how I interact with people. I'm 100% responsible on when I go back to my motel room, that I stay in my motel room and not go out to bars, clubs, porn shops, and hanging out with the nightlife. I'm 100% responsible with adult that is not supposed to be doing that, and I don't do that. But my point is that is my responsibility. And not only is it my responsibility, that is part of the protocols and the security measure that one needs to remain successful, and keep pushing forward. And once again, my name is Cedric Shabazz. I'm live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sky Brother Radio, and it's a stunning, beautiful day. I don't even see the cloud in the sky. I think it's going to be 70 degrees in Las Vegas today, and it's just a stunning, stunning day. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, so once again, I think that the protocols and security measures are very, very, very important. I'm a stickler with that. And I do not have entourage. I would never have an entourage, so I won't have to worry about a lot of exploitation or personal information being bought, sold, or leaked out of my house, out of my family's life. And that's what the security is about, you know. And one of the main things you have to make sure that you cannot allow people's wives and their girlfriends, and I won't say more wives, but I would say more or less their girlfriends to have access to your inner circle, because it could cause a lot of problems. And, you know, so my thing is I only keep men 40 years and older around me in my inner circle. I'm 48 years old, but I think a man 40 years old and up is mature enough to understand the do's and don'ts about respecting the inner circles, of the sanctity of the inner circle, and loyalty, security, and I'm making that always a priority and always number one before themselves. You know, so literally, you have to have people who are around you who are positive. They must be an asset. There's no way that you should have anybody around you that is not an addition or will be an asset in your company or in your life or your business or whatever you got going in the future. They should not be in your inner circle. You know, you should only have, and I'm talking about family too. Now, family, just because somebody is your blood family or somebody is you consider family, it doesn't necessarily mean they're a good person. I mean, a good choice to have in your personal inner circle, because, like I said, we're all humans. We all got our life circumstances. We all have addiction issues. I mean, there's nobody here that I think that could say that they're not an alcoholic or drug addict or, you know, addicted to pornography or, you know, we all got something we got to deal with in the flesh that we're not proud of. So there's no room to throw any stones, you know. So there's no room, you know, we're all in the same boat on that. But at the same time, we all have to understand that we have to keep a happy atmosphere every day of our life so we can have a happy life. And that means you have to keep people who are who do drugs, who are pimps, and that are pornographers, who are pretty much on the dark side of the business aspect of the entertainment business. You got to keep them out of your personal life And you got to try to keep them out of your business life as much as possible. But you know how the entertainment business is. And if you're a real true entertainment vet, you know that there's two sides of this business, and basically you've got to deal with both of them sides because one side can't live without the other. Unfortunately, in this business, you got to deal with the gangster, and you got to deal with the CEO at the same time. And it's just a fact of life. You're going to have to deal with organized crime. You're going to have to deal with a lot of, because a lot of different of these groups have legitimate interests into the entertainment business and companies that you need to deal with. So that's just life. It's just business. It's nothing personal. I have one take on people who make money from a criminal perspective that it's none of my business. I mind my own business, and I don't interfere with nobody else's business. And that's how you get peace. So once again, my name is Cedric Shabazz. I have 3 minutes left on this radio show called God Brother Radio, live from Sin City, Las Vegas. And once again, I thank you all for listening to this show called the Protocols of Security. And once again, if you would like to continue, I would love for you to continue to promote God Brothers Entertainment, God Brothers Radio. Would you please go? I call them donations, but would you please go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz, .com. Cedric Shabazz. Once again, go to Zazzle.com / Cedric Shabazz at Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz. Go there. Please go ahead and purchase. I got over 200 logos. I got over 500,000 products of tank top, T-shirts, posters, hats, skateboards, lady cosmetic bags. I have over 200 logos. I have, like I said, skateboards. So please go there and purchase some of those products, a postcard, and that will help support God Brothers Entertainment and God Brothers Radio. So this is a lovely day. Thank you once again for listening to all my one point. Now, once again, I got new news. I used to have 1.3 million listeners in a year, every time I once a week on Blog Talk Radio, and right now it's official. I got 1.7 million listeners for God Brother Radio. You guys are, I thank you so much. I'm humbled. I wouldn't be a success right now if it wasn't for you guys, and I love everybody. So everybody be nice to each other, be sweet to each other. Life is so precious for me. Kiss your mom. Tell your wife you love her. Wife, tell your husband you love her. If you guys get in arguments, come on, people. Nip it in the bud. Say you're sorry because you don't know. Life is so precious. You know, if you don't go ahead and say you're sorry to somebody and they go out the front door and you never see them again or the Lord takes them, you're gonna feel real bad that you never made nothing right. So. Life is so precious and so short. So don't let pride be the reason why you're not making things right. All right. Once again, God bless you. Thank you. And I will see everybody next Saturday on God Brother Radio.